The topic, dyslexia. I can say it even. Brenda, good friend here. Brenda, now you are part of Dyslexia Rochester?
Yeah, Rochester Children's Dyslexia Center.
Okay, all right. Now, you know, I was never really familiar. I've always heard the term dyslexia.
Yes.
Wasn't really familiar with it. Then I dated a woman who had it like over 30 years ago. I've been married 30 years now, but, and her name was Dina, which was weird. Dina and Dino. Yeah. but so maybe explain to some people that, don't understand dyslexia or need a better definition.
Okay. Dyslexia, according to the International Dyslexia Association, is a specific learning disability. And it's neurological in basis. Usually children with dyslexia will have difficulty with accurate and or fluent word recognition, poor spelling and decoding abilities. It's a deficiency in the phonological component of language, and it is it's unexpected in relation to their intelligence. So these children will be highly intelligent, and yet they won't be able to read.
Right, right.
And so that's kind of a surprise, and that is a hallmark signature of dyslexia, if you will.
Right.
So secondary consequences could be they have difficulty in reading comprehension, and their reading experience. So they won't like to read because they have difficulty with it. And so therefore they don't have a good vocabulary. They can't spell. Any information in school that they would have processed through their reading, they're going to be deficient in. And being the parent of a dyslexic child as well, I can tell you it also affects their self-confidence, their self-esteem. So it affects a lot of aspects of their life. But as far as the intelligence aspect, it's interesting to note, first let me say that up to 1 in 5 children is affected by dyslexia.
I was just going to ask how prevalent
is it? Yeah, 1 in 5. So I used to volunteer in my children's classroom. And if you've ever done that in a classroom of 20, you can pick out those 4 students.
No kidding.
The ones that are struggling, when you're working on phonics, you'll see the 4 or so that are really struggling, and even though they might get remedial help, it doesn't work because the way they're taught isn't something that is effective for somebody with dyslexia.
Oh, okay. So now what do they go to special classes, special school?
With the Dyslexia Center?
Yeah. Yes.
So the Dyslexia Center is one of about 40 centers in the U.S. in the Northeast, and each one is independent and self-funded. And we use the Orton-Gillingham-based multi-sensory structured language approach to learning, and that has been proven to be effective with children with dyslexia. So it's multi-sensory, it's hands-on, it's one-on-one. It's not a group of 5 kids all reading a book together to help them read. And we offer those services free of charge to the families.
Now, the center is in Webster?
It is in Webster, yes.
Okay. Is that the only one in town, or?
That is one of 2 in the state at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
So we're kind of lucky we have one.
We
here.
Are very lucky, in fact. So we service the Rochester area, but we've also served students from Monroe, Kamung, Erie. I don't even know if I pronounce that right. Kamung, Erie, Genesee.
Chemung, I believe
Chemung,
it is.
Thank
Chemung,
you.
Yes.
Erie, Genesee, Ontario, Orleans, and Wayne counties. So children have come from, distances to come to the center because it really is something that helps them.
Well, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. How early can you tell if a child has dyslexia? I mean, is it something you figure out when they're little, or you have to wait until they're in middle school? Or
I'm not speaking clinically. I'm speaking as a mom
of a
child.
I understand.
I could tell from my daughter's experience, probably in preschool, that there was an issue.
Really? Okay.
When the other children were learning their letters, she struggled with it. And I knew she was a bright girl. And I knew she was motivated to read because she was a sort of student or sort of daughter who would go up to her room, and her downtime was picking up a book and turning the pages. She would read the words, quote, air quotes,
right?
And turn the pages at the right time because she remembered them. So I knew she was motivated, and she loved books. But she couldn't read. She couldn't recognize the letters. And then in first grade, when the other children were learning, I was volunteering. No, she wasn't getting it.
No, let me get this. If I understand it correctly, it's like the letters are out of order? Is that what happens? I think there are different
ways it can manifest itself.
Okay.
And
because that's what I remember from Dina was telling me that the letters would get out of order when she's reading.
Yeah. And I'm not the clinical person who would know the details of that.
Well, you're where the rubber hits the road here. You're a parent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're a parent.
But I think that is one way it can manifest itself.
Okay. All right. So there's different degrees of it, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. And now how's your daughter doing? How old is your daughter now?
She's about to turn 22.
Oh, okay. All right.
She is graduating from the University of New Haven.
Oh, okay.
With a bachelor's in forensic science.
Wow.
Yeah. And I put this down to the center because we didn't get the diagnosis until after fifth grade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. It was
but
late.
You said you could tell in preschool,
I could kind of
right?
tell something was up, but she had some other issues. She had some anxiety issues, and we kind of thought maybe it was an anxiety thing that was holding her back.
Well, does that come in hand? Do you think that's part of it?
Well, I think probably the difficulty reading enhanced her anxiety.
Okay.
I don't know if one caused the other.
Gotcha.
So, so we had a late diagnosis. We had gotten tutors for her all during grade school. We had meetings with the teachers.
Sure.
They said, don't worry about it yet. You know, she'll catch up. And she never did.
Right, right.
And so after fifth grade, I said, you know, we really need to get her checked.
Right.
And so we decided to go outside of the school district and hire a neuro, psychologist and got the diagnosis.
Is that what somebody would do if they have a question like this? Or if they have a suspicion of their child is struggling?
You can go to your school and say that you would like to have them tested.
Okay.
And they have a certain amount of time to respond to that. And you can get them tested outside of the school district. We chose to go outside of the system altogether.
Okay. All right. Any particular reason?
Well, I have to say, I love our school district. It's a very good school district. But in fifth grade, when her teacher...
We haven't named a school district.
We haven't. We have not. So. In fifth grade, she was given an above average in grade in reading.
Oh.
Which I knew was not the case.
Uh-huh.
And so I wasn't quite sure what was happening.
Right.
But I wanted to have an outside opinion on it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So then once you find out that it's dyslexia, did you freak?
No, because I thought that was a possibility.
Okay. All right.
So at that point, we reached out to the Children's Dyslexia Center in Rochester, and we were accepted to the wait list.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There is a wait list. As you can imagine, we're a small center. And
if there's one in five kids.
Yeah.
And there's only two centers in the whole state?
Yes.
How is that even possible?
There's one in Manhattan that is about to be.
Manhattan and Rochester.
Yeah.
And Webster, New York.
Well, there is one in, the Rochester Center is in Webster.
Right.
And there is one on the other side of Syracuse.
Oh,
those are the two at the moment.
Gotcha. The two in upstate. So one of the reasons we brought you in here today is to talk about an event you have coming up. When is it? This Friday?
Next Friday, the 30th, April 30th. This Friday. I'm sorry, April 30th.
Yes. Okay, so tell us what's going on.
We are hosting a casino night event.
Okay.
At the Webster Shrine, the Damascus Shrine in Webster.
Oh, yeah, on Bay Road, right?
Yeah, on Bay Road, yep.
Nice view up there.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's
and hopefully
cool.
We'll have
it's
some
a big
nice
old
weather.
Room up there, yeah.
Yeah. And there will be gaming tables, so we will have craps and roulette and several types of poker. And we will have food and we'll have great raffle items. It is not a gambling event. You are given a certain number of tokens with your entrance and you cash them in for raffle tickets at the end of the evening. We have some great raffle prizes. So.
Yep. That's it. Is it upstate Vegas?
It is upstate Vegas.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I just did an event with them for a young man with cancer a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they do a great job.
They do a fantastic
it's
job.
It's a lot of fun. People get to play, they're playing poker, they're playing blackjack and doing all that. And it's funny money.
It is funny money. So
but
there's
you
no stress.
Like you said, If you win, you get more raffle tickets and more shots at all the fabulous prizes,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And the dealers are there to help you. They're not playing against you.
No, no. They're right. Absolutely. They're on your side.
That's they
are. That's the one yep. thing. So how do we join you on Friday night
well,
at the Damascus
Center? Well,
you
can purchase tickets at our website, DyslexiaRochesterNY.org, and I'm going to spell that.
Yeah, yeah, that might help.
DyslexiA, RochesterNY.org.
And it's Rochester full. Yep, I see.
Full word, Rochester. Yep. Or you could call our center at 585-424-5390.
Okay.
For tickets.
All right. So, now, your daughter's getting ready to graduate forensic. Is she going to?
Forensic science. Yes, she
yeah.
is. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of forensic. I watch Forensic Files all the time.
Yes.
So she wants to work in law enforcement?
No, that would be more criminal justice.
Okay.
And she is going back for 2 years for her master's. So she wants to get some certifications and stuff before she applies for a job.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
You don't have to whisper. you can plug people. Yes,
I would
by
like
all means.
To thank our sponsors for helping us with this event because
sure.
we couldn't do it without them.
Right.
And we have the Valley of Rochester, local Masons, mm-hmm. Wegmans, CGI Communications, MGM Associates, IREM Solutions, Market View Liquor, Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, Fabulous Flowers, OcuSight Eye Care, and we are also helped, supported in part by a $1,000 Walmart community grant.
Nice.
Jackson Bakery, Keller Williams Friend, Team Real Estate, that's a mouthful, and the many generous donors of raffle items.
So I was just going to say that probably a lot of raffle items came from
a There lot of are these a lot of right? raffle items that came from some of these sponsors
so,
as well.
So again, because you've been there, if somebody suspects something's going on with their young child, mm-hmm. What would they look for? What do you think? Is there anything in particular?
For me personally, mm-hmm. it was, I could tell my daughter was bright. I knew she was motivated to read. She loved books, but she couldn't tell you what an A was.
Oh, wow.
She couldn't look at CAT and say that was cat.
No,
and that,
kidding.
You know, that, I mean, that's, you know, things that you really expected would be age appropriate for somebody who was motivated
right.
in that. Also, when the other students were starting to learn phonics in first grade, she would come home from school and she would just melt down at the table because she couldn't do the work.
Yeah.
And you worked with her and you saw she was struggling, but and you didn't quite understand why.
Right,
right,
right, right.
And she was too young to really be able to express what was happening, and so she would melt down.
So this is something that you can start with your school district,
mm-hmm.
and otherwise you can go outside.
Right.
And you could call mm-hmm. Dyslexia Rochester and get some advice, right?
Right, of course, of course. Okay. Now, they don't do the testing.
They don't,
the testing
but they
is
can
done
tell
outside,
you where to go,
but
right?
But they could. Yeah. And I would suggest that you get tested if you suspect something
mm-hmm.
earlier rather than later.
Okay.
Right? Because the earlier you get, you know, you just save a lot of angst.
Right. Okay. This Saturday night, the 30th, casino night to support the dyslexia. Or is it Dyslexia Rochester?
It's the Rochester Children's Dyslexia Center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's been around since 1997. It's one of only two in the state.
At the moment.
And we want to help them out. So DyslexiaRochesterNY.org or call the Empire Boulevard location at 585-424-5390, and help them out.
Yeah.
And good luck. Well, thank you for sharing your story.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's
and
a
good
pleasure.
Luck. I hope your daughter is, you know, doing great.
She is.
And that's cool. Thanks to this organization. And that's why we should support them.
Yeah.
And have a great event on Friday.
Well, thank you very much.